Thank you. Thank you. Never mind. Thank you. Church pray, Father, that the word of God would run swiftly and be glorified. That your name would go forth. Like in the Song of Solomon where it says that your name is like perfume poured out.
Amen.
That your name would be like it's like perfume on the lips of your saints. As they speak your name, it is like perfume in the earth. And I pray, Father, that it would go forth and be glorified.
Yeah.
The Word of God. The Word of God that opens doors. The Word of God that quenches the thirsty. The Word of God, like in Psalms, that it says it breaks cedars and puts to flight enemies. The Word of God, when your Word comes forth, it does all things that we cannot do.
Yes.
Let your name go forth, God. Upon your saints. Let your name go forth, Father. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
In Christ.
Yes.
So I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that it would go forth, God, like perfume in the land, in the earth.
Yes.
Because to those who are perishing, it is of death. But to those who are of life, it's aroma, it's pleasure. It's fragrance. And as Paul said that we go around and our death is in us, so that life of Christ would also reign within us. That we go about in death so that life would be with us. And when we die, you have life. Bless your name, God. That as we're called to death, the same death that you have, the same death that you have, we also have the same life that you have. Bless your name,
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 12 and 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies, and they did not love their lives to the death. And this speaks of the three great feasts of Israel. The first being the Passover, the blood of the Lamb. The second being Pentecost. And the third being the Feast of Tabernacles, or the dwelling, his dwelling with man. And that's where we come into that identification with the Lamb in Israel.
Hallelujah.
And in Revelation 22, the overcomers take upon themselves a mark on their forehead, which is the mark of the Lamb. Now, the Lamb, it says in Ephesians in the fifth chapter, it says specifically, in speaking of the mystery of Christ in the church, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And we need to understand in this that this is not just any death. This is not the death of a soldier on the battlefield, or someone who took a bullet for the president, or whatever you may think. But this was a specific laying down of his life, the life of Christ. That as our brother shared earlier, yet Jesus had to come into the understanding of this, and so do we, that we're laying our lives down for the church, that she might come into that place of being a bride without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. And that is the revelation that must come to us, in us, and out of us, revealed through us, so that we might indeed have the mark of the Lamb upon us.
All creation I sing praise to the